Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks, and let's begin with the latest from Harvard University, which has chosen its 29th president. He is Lawrence Bacow, the son of Eastern European refugees, including a mother who survived Auschwitz. Bacow is no stranger to this area or to the top ranks of academia in the Boston area. He was a professor of environmental studies at MIT and then a chancellor there. He spent a decade as president of Tufts University and has served as a member of the Harvard Corporation, the university's principal governing board. His appointment at Harvard comes amidst many challenges facing universities, including rising costs, controversies over free speech and inclusion, not to mention questions about the value of higher education. In his acceptance speech over the weekend, Lawrence Bacow said, in a nation so divided, Harvard's ideals have never been more important.
We should never shy away from, nor be apologetic about our commitment, affirming our commitment to make the world a better place through our teaching, through our scholarship, but also to our commitment to a search for truth, a commitment to excellence, as well as a commitment to opportunity for all.
To get some background on who Lawrence Bacow is, let's turn to someone who knows him well, Alan Solomon, who served as U.S. ambassador to Spain and Andorra and is now the dean of the Tisch College of Civic Life at Tufts University, where Bacow served as president from 2001 until 2011. Alan Solomon was also part of the search committee that selected Bacow as president at Tufts. And Ambassador Solomon, thanks for joining us. It's good to have you.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here, Anthony.
What was your reaction? What do you think the Harvard search committee sees in Lawrence Bacow?
Well, first of all, I was delighted for Harvard. If imitation is the best form of flattery, I guess it's nice to see that Tufts can be helpful by loaning our former president or gifting. I was actually quite happy for all of American higher education that's in a very difficult spot right now, and very happy for Larry and his wife, Adele, who will be very much part of this. Because it's an opportunity of a lifetime for him to have an additionally sizable impact on higher education in this country.
Now, we mentioned that you were part of that search committee at Harvard that selected who selected Larry Bacow as president of Tufts. Tell us what stuck out, you know, what attracted you and the rest of the search committee to him back then.
Yeah. I was a member of the Board of Trustees at the time, and I was a member of the search committee. And we were looking for a president who would lead the university to its next level of excellence. We were looking for someone with a scholarly background who knew higher education. But I will tell you what stood out were his personal qualities. He's wonderfully personable. He's a very humble and individual who gives credit to other people. I will tell you that I worked with him over a decade as a member of the board, and I've worked with a lot of fine leaders in my career and leaders of large institutions. But I have to put him at the very top in terms of leadership. My view of that is that great leaders are able to project the vision of where they want to take an organization and then rally different stakeholders together behind that vision. And that's what he did as president of Tufts University, and that's what I think he's going to do at Harvard. He brought people together in an institution that has vastly different groups of stakeholders, from faculty to students to donors and alumni. But he brought them together, united them behind his vision for the university, and got everybody pulling in the same direction. Mm. And that, to me, is the definition or the description of a very, very fine leader.
Well, Ambassador Solomon, you mentioned that this is a challenging time for higher education in many ways. And Mr. Bacow, after the announcement of his presidency this past weekend, acknowledged that this is a challenging time. And here's a little bit of what he said.
We need to do a better job of controlling our costs. We need to do a better job of operating more efficiently. We need to collaborate with others, with our peer institutions, with industry, and the broader world. And we need to be vigilant to ensure that our campuses are always open to new ideas.
So a couple of challenges identified there, including doing a better job at controlling costs, all complicated issues. You think Lawrence Bacow is particularly suited to tackle these issues?
He's a very fine manager. He guided Tufts University through a period of economic the international, worldwide economic and financial crisis. He was just finishing up leading a $1.2 billion capital campaign at that point. And so he was able to maintain the university's fiscal health during that period and complete that capital campaign successfully. But his strength is really his qualities as a communicator, which serve him well in bringing people together, and frankly, his decency. He will be a great spokesperson and a great voice for higher education because he's so grounded in sort of the moral dimensions. The biggest challenge that I think faces higher education today is that people are questioning its value, and they're questioning it from different standpoints. Is it worth going to college in terms of one's economic future? Is higher education serving, you know, general society's interests? And I think having someone with his skill as a communicator and as a moral voice for higher education at an institution like Harvard University, he's going to occupy arguably the most important leadership position in all of higher education, is going to position him to be an important voice in bringing people together around the importance and the value of higher education. And, of course, his own story is testament to that.
I want to ask you a little bit, too, about Harvard's decision picking Lawrence Bacow after Drew Faust. Drew Faust had a reputation as a scholar and intellectual. Lawrence Bacow is someone with this deep administrative background.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think Harvard went in that direction?
I think they drafted the best athlete available.
Mm-hmm.
And now he has an unsurpassed record as a leader in higher education, both at MIT and at Tufts and at Harvard, where he has spent the last few years as a close advisor to President Faust. He knows Harvard inside and out, both having been a student there, but also from his work as a member of the corporation. But I think, I think the search committee, in their wisdom, must have looked around the room and thought, we haven't seen anybody who's better positioned, who brings the more valuable qualities of leadership to this job than someone who's a member of the committee. So as I understand it, he excused himself from the committee. And you know, this is the second time in his career he's been approached about leading Harvard University.
So his time, this was the time to say yes to that question. So that's Alan Solomon. He's the dean of the Tisch College of Civic Life at Tufts University. Ambassador Solomon, thank you so much. We really appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you.
And stay with us. Coming up, Congressman Seth Moulton joins us to talk infrastructure and the future of the Democrats. Stay with us. I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.